Middle Eastern Women's Group calls for Representative Ilhan Omar's resignation. No place in Congress for someone who is anti-Semitic. By Michelle Moons on March 6, 2019. Middle Eastern Women's Coalition leaders and supporters gathered on Capitol Hill Wednesday to call on Representative Ilhan Omar to resign over support for Sharia law and anti-Semitic stances. The group called on the resignation of Representative Ilhan Omar for pushing Sharia rhetoric and standing with terrorists. One of the many women gathered at the front holding the flag of Israel pointed to 2016 when Omar asked for leniency on behalf of a man accused of supporting the Islamic State, ISIS. Omar said she and her press team were unaware severe anti-Semite Yusuf Abdallah was speaking at the same event as she was, one of the MUK group pointed out. "We have a sitting member of Congress who is anti-Semitic," Martha Bonetta said, pointing to Omar. "There is no place in Congress for someone who is anti-Semitic." She went on to say there is no room in Congress for those who discriminate for other reasons such as race. "The president has called for her resignation," she reminded. "Congressman Omar should not be allowed to serve on the House Foreign Affairs Committee," Bonetta said. "I'm here to stand with the Middle Eastern Women's Coalition calling for the resignation of Omar. She doesn't represent truth, justice, or the American way. I survived the Assyrian genocide," said Assyrian Rights for Persecuted Christians activist Naran Anweya. "These genocides have happened because of radical Islam." She said her friends understand the real threat in Iraq and Minnesota and the introduction of Sharia law in Omar's congressional district. She talked about the persecution her family and other Christians have faced in the Middle East under Sharia. She said her great-grandfather was crucified for his faith and wearing a cross. Anweya asked why members of Congress signed proclamations to protect against genocide while supporting members like Omar. "Ilhan, I will not stop until you resign," she declared. "You need to resign now." She called it more unacceptable that members of Congress are supporting her with what is going on in her Minnesota congressional district. Kazan asked all members of the House and Senate to stand with them with the awareness of the presence of radical Sharia in the United States. She said the coalition believes Omar supports Sharia in the United States and is anti-Semitic. Author George Kaler pointed the finger directly at Justice Democrats for promoting members of Congress Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Dalia Zadier, co-founder of Students Supporting Israel on the Columbia University campus, said, "This is not about politics." She pointed to the words Inquisition, Ghetto, and Holocaust. "They happened because hate went unchecked, no one said stop," she said, calling on others to join her in saying stop in the face of old hate. She did not say no one should criticize Israel. But the problem comes when Israel is the only one being criticized. "What starts with the Jews, never ends with the Jews," she said, adding that hate is hate and bigotry is bigotry. So people should not ignore the problem just because they are not Jewish. Marilyn Matriciana, executive director at Middle East Women's Coalition, said she spent 35 years living in the Middle East. She recalled being on the Afghan-Pakistani border when a woman walked out to hang up her laundry. Her headscarf fell off, she waved to the neighbor, and her husband beheaded her, then threw the head to the neighbor. "Omar promotes Sharia law," said Matriciana. She pointed to a history of the congresswoman supporting Sharia policies. "Omar does not represent America. She does not support Black Americans, either." She said Omar is not just anti-Semitic, but supports full-on terror. The Arusa is the largest charity for Islam in the West, Matriciana stated, pointing to Omar's support for the group. She called for a full FBI investigation into Omar. "The greatest gift I was given is being a United States citizen," said Vice President of MUK Ola Habatme, who added that she was born in the United States. "Omar has no right being in the position she's in," she said. "She's out of touch with our country." Several speakers continued to recount Omar's action in support of their call for her resignation. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.